Let me introduce you to a guy named Steve Bierfeldt. Steve is one of the people who works for the Campaign for Liberty, a group affiliated with Congressman Ron Paul, who was one of the candidates for the Republican nomination for President of the United States last year, and a strong advocate for less government and more individual responsibility, and in particular, the Constitution of the United States. Steve, welcome to KTRS.
Thank you.
One of the reasons I invited Steve on the show today is because he had an incident. This was just last weekend at Lambert Airport, right, Steve?
Yes, sir. This was Sunday night as I was coming back from the Campaign for Liberty St. Louis conference.
You had an annual conference here. How many people attended that conference?
We had over 1,000 on Friday night, and we had a good 400 that attended our grassroots training on Saturday.
And I know one of the people who addressed your group was my good friend Judge Andrew Napolitano, who's the legal guy at the Fox News Channel. And a real advocate for civil liberties in this country. And that was essentially the theme for the weekend, and that's why it was ironic that you had this incident on Sunday night at Lambert, an encounter with the TSA. Now, we've got some audio here of your encounter. How do we have audio of what happened between you and government agents?
We, coincidentally, the day before, on Saturday night, I have an iPhone, and I downloaded an application to record voice, just for the heck of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it came in handy on Sunday night as I was kind of being led into a side room and questioned. I thought to myself, it may come in handy that I have a record of this.
Okay.
So I kind of tapped my chest real quick and made it record and got about 25, 30 minutes on tape.
All right. So let's just lay out the scenario here. You go to Lambert Airport. You're taking your plane back home. And before you do that, of course, you got to go through the TSA screening, the security point, checkpoint there. And at what point do they say to you, sir, we need to see you in the other room?
Well, everything was good. I went through, you know, all half dozen levels of security, and I was at the last level, and the screener calls over one of the agents and has him check my bag, and he drags my bag out, starts going through it. You know, I have a bunch of stuff in there. I have a box of cash that we've made from book sales and ticket sales and merchandise sales. Also have Campaign for Liberty literature and Ron Paul bumper stickers. And eventually he asked me, well, you know, I need to look through this box. And my response to him is, sir, you know, am I being detained or am I free to go? And he said, no, I just want to look through your box. So is my box being detained or can I go? No, just want to talk to you. So I am being detained. He wouldn't give me a straight answer. And after about a minute or so back and forth, he says, all right, this is enough of this. You know, he takes me into a side room and says, come with me. And that's kind of when the encounter started.
All right. So here is what it sounded like in that back room with Steve Bierfeldt. And is it just TSA people or were Lambert Airport police in the room as well?
Yeah, they did get involved. At the moment, it was just the TSA officer. There were two TSA officers in the room. And then later on, there became more police officers.
All right. Listen to this for about 3 minutes, and then we'll talk to Steve about the rest of this encounter. Roll it.
What do you do for a living? Is that relevant, sir?
Yes, it is.
Am I legally required to tell you that?
Well, I'll tell you what. Go kick the plate. You may not be legally required to come in that, but you will be legally required to help the police officer come to talk to you.
Okay.
I'm just trying to ask some questions to figure out what all this is about so I can get you on your plane. But you won't play smart, and I'm not going to play your game.
How much money is it? I don't know the exact amount, sir. The card says about
$4,700. $4,700?
Yes, sir.
Why do you have all this money?
I asked her, sir, if I'm required by law to answer the question. That's my
question. I'm just asking you, why you have $4,700?
That's my question. I don't understand the law.
Do you want to talk to DEA about it? They'll probably ask you.
If they can tell me if I'm required to answer the law or in question, I'll answer the question. I'm just asking, looking for a simple,
question. I just want to know why you have $4,700. That's not an unusual thing. I care if I need $50.
He refuses to answer any questions. He don't want to answer. So we're going to have to take him down to the station.
I mean, that's
and let DEA, FBI, and all these people talk to him.
Every one of them.
So we can do that.
How old are you?
What's your deal, sir?
I'm 25, sir.
Well, you answered that question, didn't you?
That's on my driver's license, sir.
So, I mean, I can count that money. I can find out how much it is. It's right in front of me. You know. And I don't know why you have that much money. That's why I want to know.
Yeah, he started this out there when I was trying to get everything cleared so he could make his flight. And I said, okay, we'll go in here. He started playing this game again. I said, I'm done with it. So
I've been completely cooperative, sir. I'm not playing any games.
You're not cooperative. You're going to ask a question.
I'm simply asking
you. Refusing to ask.
I'm not refusing.
If you have nothing to hide, then you can just tell us what it's for. I mean, it's simply just a simple. You're going to have to have proof of why you have that much money anyway for the DEA.
I understand, sir. If I'm required by law, I'll be happy to answer your questions. I don't understand the law.
Are you from this planet? I mean, you understand the question when I'm asking you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, why can't you just answer the question?
Am I required by law to answer?
What?
See, man, you act like a child.
I don't understand the law.
You act like a child.
Well, this is confusing to me. So we're just going to take the station, and maybe the DEA can find out.
Where am I being taken to?
You're going to the police station.
The police station?
Yeah. Okay. You can't answer any questions. We don't know what's going on.
Am I being forced to go to the police station?
Come on, man. Let's just go to the police station, man.
Am I being taken? Am I free to go?
We're going to take you. To the police station, yes.
Am I free to go?
Whatever you want to call it, we're going to the police station.
What's it saying there?
We're not getting into semantics here. We're just going to go to the station. You're not answering the questions. Right. You're suspicious to me. You're just for your answers. Mm-hmm. That's why we're going to the station.
Am I being forced to the station, or am I free to go?
You will be. If you want to call the force, yes.
You'll be going to the station. You'll be forced.
Okay,
that's fine.
I understand.
You're going to be going to the station.
Now, do we have to put you in handcuffs, or will we have a problem?
No, sir.
Would you walk through this terminal?
I'm detained, yes.
Okay. That's fine, sir. I don't understand the law. I'm happy to go.
Well, we're going to help you understand if you don't.
All right, I love that last part. We're going to help you to understand that if you don't, but they're not actually helping you to understand the law at all. We're talking with Steve Bierfeldt from the Campaign for Liberty about an encounter he had with the TSA Sunday night at Lambert Airport in St. Louis. So when they say we're going to make you understand what the law is, what actually is the law? You didn't want to tell them how much money you had or why you had that much money or much else. What are you required to provide law enforcement at that point, Steve?
As I understand the law, and there are regulations regarding, I think, $10,000 in cash or more, I'm not required by law to tell them, you know, where I work, what I do for a living, you know, what I want to spend that money on. I mean, as at the moment, it's not illegal to carry cash. You know, I was fulfilling all my legal rights. I wasn't committing a crime. And the fact, you know, that they had said, you know, we're going to make you understand the law was kind of a microcosm of the whole event. And when they said that, I kind of said to myself, well, it's good I have this recording because clearly these guys are getting upset with me.
Yeah.
And at that point, they actually did lead me out, not in handcuffs, but they did lead me out to the police station or to the DEA or wherever they claimed they were taking me. And at that point, a plainclothes officer who I was under the impression was FBI because he was kind of in charge called them back as we got about 10 yards out of the room and said, hold on, you know, what are you guys doing? I think he saw there was a potential lawsuit there, and he kind of called them back in and said, whoa. And I was in and out of the room, you know, within a minute or two after that.
Oh, so you were released and you were able to make your plane?
I made the plane, yeah. Eventually what happened was the head gentleman who was wearing, a suit kind of said to me, you know, these are campaign contributions, kind of telling me, not really asking me. And my response is, well, you know, yeah, I mean, it says to Campaign for Liberty. And after, 30 seconds, he said, okay, you're free to go. And then the original TSA officer or agent, you know, kind of said, well, hold on a second. You know, I'm not comfortable with this. I need to check with my supervisor before I let him through my checkpoint. And it was my checkpoint that kind of stood out through the whole ordeal. And it kind of, you know, sums up the situation. His checkpoint, you know, he's the guy with the badge. He thinks, you know, I have, that there's a legal right that he has to hold me against my will when I've committed no crime. And eventually, you know, his supervisor said, yeah, let him go. The FBI takes precedence over us.
Okay, now when you asked, am I allowed to leave? Do I have to go with you? Am I being forced to go with you? Or am I allowed to leave? That's also a standard thing. I mean, the police can ask you to come down to the police station and answer questions. But as an American citizen, you don't have to go unless you're under arrest. Is that correct?
As far as I understand the law, yes. Now, if they had said, no, you're not required, I would have picked up my bags and I would have left. Now, there's, you know, five or six guys around me, most of them police officers, all of them carrying loaded guns. There's a room with no windows the size of a household bathroom. There's no one else outside. The door is closed and locked. So I didn't want to run my mouth too much. I wanted to follow the law and be as respectful as possible.
And I will add to that, I thought that you were respectful and you handled it calmly and exactly the way you should handle it, because after all, you are in a position where these are authority figures with weapons, as you say, and they're, you know, it's not like you're going to get beaten to a pulp. You're not going to get Rodney Kinged there in the airport, but certainly they are going to be more forceful and they outnumber you. So keeping your mouth quiet, at least, if not shut, was certainly the most prudent thing to do there. But what chilled me here, Steve, was the part where one of the officers said to you, well, you have nothing to hide. Why don't you answer these questions? Which is, to me, completely un-American.
Yeah, I mean, that's, as a law enforcement officer, you know, you're supposed to, you know, serve and protect. And neither of those two things took place in that situation. And I'd asked him continually, sir, please advise me. And I either got, well, you know, we don't have to, or I know the law, I'm just not going to tell you, or you don't have to understand the law, just answer the questions.
Mm-hmm.
And a few times they asked me the same exact question, you know, within about 30-second time span, then just rephrased it. Different times. Well, how much money is it? Well, am I required, sir? Well, you know, how much money is it? Well, sir, you just asked me that 30 seconds ago. Well,
mm-hmm.
How much money is it? Well, you just asked me the same question, and they're just trying to kind of bait you. And like I said, I did try to keep my cool and just wanted to know, you know, am I required by law to answer? And I could never really get a straight answer from them.
At one point, they said that they were going to have you go talk to the DEA. What was that about?
Yeah, I think a lot of that was the scare tactics. And then the average person, one, you know, doesn't want to be in that situation. And they're thinking, okay, this is just some wise guy. You know, he thinks he's a hot shot. You know, we'll threaten him with the FBI and the DEA, see if he's still a hot shot. And I think the average person would probably back down. I was pretty certain they weren't going to take me to the DEA because I know a little bit of the law. I'm no expert, but I knew, you know, what my rights were. And I saw that as just a scare tactic. And after that point, when I continued the same conversation and the same answering of questions, they got even more irate because they thought, okay, you know, we made our threat. He called our bluff. Now what do we do?
Mm-hmm.
And the low point was as we're having the back and forth with, you know, three or four different officers, and I'm asking them, sir, am I being forced to go? And they said, yes, you are being forced to go. You need to be handcuffed. You're being detained. We're going to make you understand the law. And at that point, you know, you mentioned Rodney King. That point never crossed my mind. I never thought I was in physical danger. But when people with loaded guns, you know, and who are police officers tell you, we're going to make you understand the law, you're coming with us, it's probably not the best situation to be in.
Yeah, you're wondering, do you guys know the word Miranda? Now, I have to ask you if this is related at all to the MIAC report. The Missouri Information Analysis Center did a report in February which labeled a whole bunch of groups as possible members of militias. It was a report that was about profiling militias here in the state of Missouri. And it included some fundamentalist Christian groups and some political activist groups like the Campaign for Liberty and others who have spoken out rather vocally in this country. And it essentially was issued by the governor's office and the Missouri Highway Patrol that was a note to law enforcement to be on the lookout for rabble-rousers, if you will, and they cloak it under the war on terrorism, homeland security garbage. Now, my question for you is, do you think that what you encountered was because of that report?
You know, it's hard to determine motives. I don't know what their motives were. I can only say that when I was going through the checkpoint, you know, I was carrying, you know, some cash. I was carrying Campaign for Liberty materials. I was carrying Ron Paul bumper stickers. I was actually also carrying a Bible in my bag as well, in addition to my keys and my phone charger. So I was aware of the report. You know, Campaign for Liberty has been aware of the Myrick report. We've come out strongly against it. So the first question they asked me was, what do you do for a living? My thought is, well, you know, they have my license. You know, maybe they know this already. Maybe I shouldn't be so quick to tell them I work for the organization they already think is a terrorist group.
Mm.
So let me be a little passive here and just ask them questions and find out what my rights are.
And I should point out that the MIAC report has since been retracted by the governor just about a week ago, mostly through the work of Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder and others in the Missouri legislature who were outraged by this. I think for them it was a lot of siding with fundamentalist Christians, but it was good that people who fight for civil liberties, like the Campaign for Liberty and others, were also kind of let off the hook. Was that a relief to you?
Yeah, I mean, it was actually. Lieutenant Governor Kinder actually attended our St. Louis event on Friday evening. I was honored to have him there. And it's good. You know, it's the first step towards officially retracting it. You know, it has to be played in practice, though. Obviously, the law enforcement in Missouri maybe didn't get the memo that has been retracted.
Or that group at the TSA security point at Lambert Airport, at least.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So you got to get on your airplane and go back to work. Are you planning any kind of action, legal or otherwise?
You know, a lot of people have asked me about that. I'm not a lawyer by any means. I don't know what action, you know, we'd plan. I'm certainly open to at least keeping the TSA and those law enforcement agents accountable. So I'm definitely open to the possibility of making that a reality, at least as far as keeping people honest and letting people know, you know, you can't just step over people's constitutional rights, and if you do, there need to be repercussions.
One of the reasons I wanted to have you on the show here today was to talk about it right here in St. Louis, and hopefully somebody at Lambert in authority will perhaps have a meeting and refresh the memories of the people who work for the United States government that they have to go by the laws of the United States Constitution. Steve, I appreciate your time today. Thanks very much.
Thank you, sir.
Steve Bierfeld from the Campaign for Liberty about his encounter last Sunday night at Lambert Airport with the Transportation Security Agency.